So, if your knee was aching from just severe arthritis, right? And your doctor calmly suggested, pointing a cancer-killing radiation beam directly at your joint, I mean, you would probably run straight out of the clinic.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be out the door.
Yeah, because radiation is for destroying malignant tumors. It's this aggressive, high-stakes medical intervention. Using it to soothe a stiff knee sounds, well, entirely backwards.
It sounds completely counterintuitive.
It really does. But today, we are looking at a medical paradigm shift that completely flips that logic on its head. And honestly, the craziest part of all this is where we found the information.
Yeah, the source is definitely unexpected.
We did not unearth this in some dense, peer-reviewed academic journal
Right.
or at, a closed-door medical conference. We actually found it sitting on a kitchen counter, tucked between glossy advertisements for landscaping services and local florists.
Hiding in plain sight, really.
Exactly. So,
Yeah.
welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are exploring the May 2026 digital issue of Arlington Today magazine. And this is a big one. It's their massive 150th issue celebrating the Arlington, Texas community.
Yeah, and reaching 150 issues, that is a fascinating sociological milestone for any regional publication.
That's a lot of issues.
It is. It means they have figured out exactly how to capture the pulse of a city over a sustained period. So our mission for you today is to analyze this specific issue, not just as a piece of local media, but really as a blueprint of a thriving community.
Yeah, we're going deep into the fabric of it.
Exactly. We are going to trace a path from the micro, so the everyday local commerce, straight to a massive macro revelation in medical science that is just, like you said, hiding in plain sight.
I love that. But before we get to the radiation treatment, because we are definitely getting to that, we have to look at the ecosystem that produced this magazine.
Right, the setting is important here.
Right. When you open this 150th digital issue, you are immediately hit with the visual language of a community that really celebrates longevity and connection.
You see it right away.
You really do. Early in the issue, there's this stunning spread highlighting fine dining. I mean, you see a perfectly seared steak, roasted asparagus, a glass of deep red wine on this crisp white tablecloth.
Making me hungry just thinking about it.
I know, right? And there's this delicate glass vase holding fresh flowers. It is an image that is entirely engineered to evoke comfort, stability, and, social gathering.
And the structural anchors of the town really support that visual. When you flip through the directory, you see the complete life cycle of community services.
Yeah, it's all laid out.
It is. You have early education covered by the Primrose School. Then you have legal stability promised by Kernut and Hafer attorneys. And their stated mission is exceptional client
The
service.
cornerstone for any town, yeah.
Exactly. And then you have the social hubs, right? The long-standing dining staples like Piccolomondo and Max Bar and
Oh,
Grill.
Mac.
Yeah. And these are not just businesses. They are the physical locations where the social fabric of Arlington is actually woven together.
Woven together, that's a great way to put it. And the retail features really double down on that idea of connection.
They do.
Like, take Urban Country Flower Co. They are located over at 2414 West Park Road Drive in Pantego.
The award winners.
Yes, they took home the Arlington Today 2025 Editor's Choice Award. And when you look at their feature, it becomes super clear they aren't just selling flowers. They're basically supplying the emotional currency of the town.
Yeah, providing the gifts for all those moments.
Right. They are selling these gorgeous John Hart bags, the classic leather and canvas ones.
Very popular.
Very. And then they feature Jellycat plushies.
Oh, the jelly
You
cats.
know them. There is this ad showing this incredibly soft, textured pink bear sitting next to two plush marshmallows.
Marshmallow.
Yes. And the marshmallows actually have tiny smiling faces and little dangling legs. It's ridiculous, but so cute. And the text frames these items for birthdays, commemorations, or simply just because moments.
Which says a lot about the town.
It does. It is a town looking for excuses to celebrate each other.
And the magazine also curates a shared regional identity by celebrating its own 150-issue history.
Yeah, that retrospective was cool.
It was. They pull up these historical covers that basically act as a timeline of local values, like the July 2024 Colts Athletics edition.
Oh, right, with a great headline.
Yeah, it features the headline, "Colts Kick 'em In and Out of Classroom," which prioritizes youth
Yeah, I
development.
love that one.
Me too. Then the March 2025 cover displays a stunning rendering of the National Medal of Honor Museum for its opening, which really grounds the town in national history.
Such a huge deal for the area.
Absolutely. Then you have the November 2024 40 under 40, highlighting young leaders at the Chamber of Commerce, and that's contrasted with the August 2024 All-Star Edition.
Right, the heavyweights.
Exactly. That one features established local heavyweights sitting on a patio. Former Mayor Jeff Williams, State Rep David Cook, and Dr. Ravi Doctor.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting. If you zoom out and look at the layout of this magazine, it basically functions as a print form town square.
A print form town square. I like that analogy.
Yeah, like it is a highly curated ecosystem where the educators, the politicians, the restaurateurs, and the florists all coexist. Everyone knows everyone, and the economy relies entirely on that interconnectivity.
And taking that town square analogy a step further requires us to look at the physical realities of the people living in it.
It's because they have to be able to actually go to the square.
Exactly. A community space only thrives if its residents are actually capable of participating. I mean, the restaurants and the plushy displays mean nothing if the population is isolated at home.
That makes total sense.
For this local ecosystem to survive, the residents need to be active, engaged, and physically able to navigate the world around them.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot enjoy the patio at Max Bar and Grill if you literally cannot hold a conversation over the background noise.
Right. It isolates you instantly.
It really does. And this brings us to a distinct pattern in the magazine's advertisements. Services dedicated entirely to preserving human connection as the population ages.
Which is so crucial.
It is. The publication notes that May is Better Hearing Month and prominently features audiology experts.
And the independently owned practice.
Right, an independently owned practice in Arlington that you can actually reach at 817.451.4818. And they offer standard things like hearing aid fitting, diagnostic evaluations, and repair.
We have essentials.
But they also highlight highly specialized tech like caption phones, assistive listening devices, real ear measurement, and tinnitus treatment.
What's fascinating here is the underlying psychology of those specific audiological services, because hearing loss is rarely just a mechanical failure of the inner ear.
Right, it's bigger than that.
Much bigger. It is a leading driver of social isolation and cognitive decline. When an individual has to spend all their mental energy just trying to decode the garbled sounds at a dinner table, well, the brain has less bandwidth for memory and witty engagement.
So they're exhausted before they even really participate.
Eventually, yes, it becomes exhausting. The person stops going to the restaurants. They basically withdraw from that print form town square you mentioned.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So by deploying technologies like caption phones, this local clinic is providing a structural bridge to keep older populations tethered to their families and their community.
That is so true. Hearing keeps you mentally in the room, but you still have to physically get to the room.
Yes. Mobility is the other half of the equation.
Exactly. And the magazine features ads for places like Omana's Landscaping. They've been operating since 1999 on Lyra Lane.
Beautiful ad, too.
Stunning. The imagery shows these lush, beautifully manicured green lawns, custom stonework, winding pathways through bright yellow and pink flowers, and even massive tree removals.
A lot of heavy lifting.
Right. But the underlying question is, well, who is actually walking through those custom backyards? You can have perfect hearing and a gorgeous garden, but if your knees send a shooting pain through your body every time you stand up, you are basically trapped inside.
It doesn't matter how nice the yard is if you can't walk in it.
Exactly. Joint pain is the ultimate destroyer of mobility and independence.
And that physical limitation provides the perfect bridge to the most scientifically advanced piece of information in the entire publication.
The big reveal.
Here it is. Buried among the ads for pediatric dentists and local real estate is a Q&A with Dr. Peter Lanessa from Texas Cancer Specialists.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because this is where the magazine totally derails your expectations.
It really does.
You're reading about local commerce, and suddenly you are looking at a deep dive medical interview about treating osteoarthritis.
From a cancer specialist.
Right. And the treatment being presented is radiation. My immediate reaction is absolute skepticism.
Yes.
Like, we associate radiation therapy with the aggressive, targeted destruction of malignant cancer cells. Trying to fix a stiff knee with radiation sounds like, I don't know, using a blowtorch to warm up your morning coffee.
That's a vivid way to put it, but yeah.
How is this safe or even logical? It sounds like a massive, dangerous overreaction.
And the skepticism is completely warranted based on how we have been taught to view both radiation and arthritis.
Right.
To understand why this works, we really have to dismantle a major medical myth.
Okay, dismantle away.
Well, for decades, doctors explained osteoarthritis to patients using a purely mechanical model. They called it wear and tear.
Ah, right. The classic rusty door hinge analogy.
Exactly.
You walk on your knees for 60 years, the cartilage acts like the tread on a tire, it eventually wears completely down, and then your bones just grind painfully against each other.
But that mechanical model is fundamentally incomplete. Modern rheumatology and orthopedics now recognize that osteoarthritis is highly driven by active biological inflammation occurring inside the joint capsule.
Wait, so it's not just the cartilage wearing away?
No, it's not. Your body recognizes the cartilage damage and basically panics. The immune system misfires. It sends in macrophages and releases inflammatory cytokines that attack the joint lining.
So your body is attacking itself.
Exactly. The pain, the swelling, the stiffness. A massive portion of that agony is caused by this localized biological fire burning inside the joint, not just the physical absence of cartilage.
Okay, so if the problem is an overactive biological fire, then the solution isn't just lubricating a hinge.
Right.
It is finding a way to extinguish the immune system's panic attack.
Right.
And that is what LDRT does.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Lanasa discusses low-dose radiation therapy, or LDRT. A critical variable here is the dosage.
The dosage, okay.
Think of radiation like a controlled burn in forestry management. At the incredibly high doses used in oncology, radiation is a raging wildfire designed to destroy everything in its path.
Which is exactly what we want when eradicating a tumor.
Exactly. Yeah. But LDRT dials the intensity down to microscopic levels. It acts like a careful, targeted backburn. It does not destroy human tissue.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Right. Instead, that subtle energy specifically alters the cellular signaling pathways of those overactive immune cells.
Oh, wow.
It tells the macrophages to stand down. It starves the biological fire of its fuel, acting as a highly precise anti-inflammatory treatment.
Okay, the concept of repurposing a tool just by changing its intensity makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But translating that into a physical hospital visit is another hurdle.
Sure. Logistically, it sounds scary.
It does. When we hear the word radiation, we picture someone strapped to a table for hours, experiencing severe nausea and needing weeks to recover from the collateral damage to their body.
But the protocol for LDRT shatters that preconceived notion entirely. The magazine outlines a schedule that is shockingly minimally invasive.
Really? How minimally invasive?
Well, a standard course of treatment for an arthritic joint involves just 6 sessions spread over 3 weeks. That means the patient comes in twice a week. And the actual time spent receiving the therapy during each visit is only about 10 minutes.
Wait, 10 minutes? That is less time than it takes to find parking at a grocery store.
It really is. And because the dose is sublethal to the cells, the body does not undergo the trauma associated with cancer treatments. There is zero anesthesia administered.
Wow.
There is no recovery room. There is zero downtime. A patient can literally get off the treatment table, walk out the front door of Texas Cancer Specialists, and drive themselves straight to Max Bar and Grill for lunch.
If the treatment is that fast and undetectable, my brain immediately demands empirical evidence.
Understandably.
Because it sounds dangerously close to pseudoscience to claim a 10-minute invisible beam fixes chronic knee pain. Like, what proves this isn't just the placebo effect? People often feel better simply because a doctor put them in an impressive-looking machine.
And Dr. Alessa addresses that exact skepticism by citing a highly rigorous 2025 study published in a leading radiation oncology journal. And the structure of the study is crucial because it was a randomized sham-controlled trial.
Let me jump in on the sham control aspect, because it is the absolute gold standard for weeding out the placebo effect.
It really is.
In a drug trial, you give a sugar pill. But in a radiation trial, the researchers actually put the control group of patients into the real radiation room.
Right.
They position the multi-million dollar machine over their knee. The machine buzzes, it clicks, the lights flash, the 10 minutes pass.
Mm.
But no actual radiation beam is ever emitted.
The ultimate fake out.
Yeah. The patient fully believes they're being treated. It's brilliant.
And that psychological trick is vital. If both groups think they received the cutting-edge medical treatment, you can measure the true biological impact of the invisible beam.
Right.
The 2025 study proved that the patients who received the actual LDRT experienced statistically significant, meaningful improvements in pain reduction and joint function compared to the sham group.
So it wasn't just in their heads.
Exactly. The biological fire was genuinely extinguished in the active group. And while knees are the primary focus here, the literature supports its use on other inflammatory joints, including hands, feet, shoulders, and hips.
Okay, so looking at this entire setup, the 10-minute sessions, the cellular mechanism, the clinical proof, I am trying to map out exactly who this is for.
Good question.
Since LDRT only calms inflammation and does not magically regrow lost cartilage, this clearly is not a miracle cure for someone whose joint is completely decimated.
No, it's not a time machine for your cartilage.
Right. If it's bone on bone, shutting off the inflammation will not fix the missing structural integrity.
Mm.
So what does this all mean for the average patient? Who is actually walking into the clinic for this?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, LDRT sits perfectly in a very frustrating medical middle ground.
The middle ground.
Yeah. It is designed for patients suffering from mild to moderate osteoarthritis who have hit a wall. These are individuals whose pain is no longer controlled by daily NSAIDs or physical therapy.
They've tried the basics.
Exactly. They have tried the painful corticosteroid injections or the hyaluronic acid gel shots, and those interventions have simply stopped working.
So they are out of conservative options, but their joint isn't quite destroyed enough, or maybe they are just not mentally ready to have their bones sawed off and replaced with a titanium artificial knee.
Exactly the scenario. The Q&A clarifies that advanced arthritis cases will still require a surgical evaluation.
Right.
LDRT is not a replacement for orthopedic surgery when the mechanics of the joint have totally failed. Instead, its primary function is acting as a bridge.
A bridge.
Yes. The goal is to provide lasting, durable pain relief that extends the patient's functional longevity.
It buys them time.
Exactly.
It strips away the agony so they can actually get out into the yard and enjoy the stonework Omana's landscaping install.
Yes.
It allows them to walk the halls of the National Medal of Honor Museum without wincing on every single step. They get their life back without immediately going under the knife.
It restores their agency. Chronic pain shrinks a person's world down to the size of their living room.
That's a heartbreaking way to think about it, but it's true.
It is. By neutralizing that pain through a few 10-minute sessions, LDRT basically reopens the borders of their life.
Wow.
And for residents reading the magazine, Dr. Lanasa offers these consultations locally at Texas Cancer Specialists, reachable at 817-417-1132 or through online booking. It brings a profound scientific advancement directly to the neighborhood level.
Which is incredible. When you step back and look at the sheer breadth of information packed into this single digital issue, it is genuinely staggering.
It covers so much ground.
It really does. We started by analyzing how a local florist in Pantego uses smiling plush toys and leather backpacks to facilitate human connection.
The Jelly Cats.
The Jelly Cats. And then we explored how an independent audiology clinic uses caption phones to fight the silent epidemic of social isolation. And we ended up dissecting the cellular mechanisms of a sham-controlled clinical trial, learning how an oncology tool could be recalibrated to delay major orthopedic surgery. All of that insight was sitting right there on the pages of Arlington Today.
It serves as a brilliant reminder that valuable, life-altering knowledge is not exclusively locked away in the ivory towers of academia or hidden behind massive paywalls.
No, sometimes it's right on the kitchen counter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The most practical, localized applications of cutting-edge science are regularly communicated directly to communities through the very media channels they already trust and consume daily.
So, to you listening right now, whether your current goal is simply finding a great patio to enjoy a steak and wine with friends, or you are urgently searching for ways to help a parent manage chronic joint pain without defaulting to a massive surgery, the answers are out there.
They really are.
This deep dive proves that vital knowledge often hides in the most unassuming places. It is waiting for you to just look a little closer at the everyday materials passing through your hands.
And this raises an important question for you to consider as you go about your day.
What's that?
Well, if a tool as historically intense, destructive, and intimidating as radiation can be completely reimagined to soothe the everyday ache of arthritis simply by adjusting the dosage, what other intimidating, extreme medical treatments currently terrify us but might actually hold the key to curing our most common daily ailments if we just learn how to adjust the dial?
Oh, that is a wild thought.
Yeah.
Sometimes the cure is not about inventing a brand new tool. It is about having the vision to use the old tools in a completely new way.
Well said.
So the next time you see a local community magazine sitting on your counter, do not just casually toss it into the recycling bin. Open it up, read past the headlines, and see what kind of biological or sociological breakthrough is hiding right next to the landscaping ads. Until next time, keep looking closer.